I don't know about you, but the first thing in the morning I would wake up and, you know, just say a prayer.
That's Jill Biden sharing how she got through her son's deployment in Iraq in 2008.
Most Americans who don't know military families, they don't realize what military families go through, that, you know, their loved ones are in harm's way, and it's hard.
Sherilyn Williams of Sandy, whose son is serving in Afghanistan, teared up after talking to Biden, saying it was nice to connect with another mother who understands what she's going through.
She sent her son over, and she understands where I'm at as a mom. And I appreciate her support of those who have sent our loved ones out. And that's what it means to me. It's just an emotional mother moment.
Biden, who was in Utah with her husband for a political fundraiser, met with the families as part of the Joining Forces program, which she created with First Lady Michelle Obama to support military families.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good? What have you been up to? Playing with your family?
Playing with my sister.
Playing with your sisters? What's your favorite thing to play?
Babies.
Babies? Yeah. Okay, I can see you have some experience with it.
Biden crouched down to talk to 6-year-old Anna Love of Kaysville. Her dad is a pilot and was just deployed to Kyrgyzstan 10 days ago. Now Emily Love is busy raising 4 kids under the age of 6. But she says her experience is simple compared to most military families she knows.
We have it pretty easy because his deployments aren't real long compared to a lot of the people that go for like a year. His are usually 30 to 45 days, but it takes a little getting used to.
From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.